Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging the Supreme Court to take up former President Trump's appeal following his conviction in his New York criminal case. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson said on Fox News' Fox and Friends, quote, "I do believe the Supreme Court should step in." Trump was found guilty on all 34 charges Thursday in Manhattan by a 12-person jury. The former president must be sentenced first, and then he and his legal team are expected to appeal the case. Johnson said the developments are unprecedented and undermining the public's trust in the justice system. The House leader's comments regarding the justices stepping in comes as the Supreme Court's most conservative members have faced scrutiny on whether they can impartially consider decisions regarding Trump and the 2020 election. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is registering as an independent.
That raises questions about his political plan, since the move could help Manchin's chances should he seek elected office again in a state that has turned heavily Republican. Manchin, who is 76, has often been at odds with the Democratic Party and an obstacle to many of President Joe Biden's legislative priorities. But he played a central role in helping Biden get a landmark climate change and health care bill over the finish line in 2022. Manchin had already announced in November that he wouldn't seek re-election to the Senate. Norman Hall, Washington.
President Biden has detailed a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas terrorists that he says would lead to the release of remaining hostages in Gaza and could end the grinding Mideast war. Biden on Friday added Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel, as he urged Israelis and Hamas to come to a deal to release hostages for an extended ceasefire. On Wall Street, the Dow by 574 points. This is SRN News. Sex ed classes have stirred an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmark, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming on Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular dramatization of The Life of Christ, says the show will release two new episodes a week through the month of June on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of Season 4 was released to theaters earlier this year, streaming was delayed by legal problems. Jenkins also tells Religion News Service's company is parting ways with Angel Studios. Own a Tesla, there's a recall.
The automaker is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system and could increase the risk of an injury in a crash. The feds say the recall includes certain 2012 through 24 Model S, 2015 through 24 Model X, 2017 through 23 Model 3, and 2020 through 23 Model Y vehicles. Tesla plans to deploy an over-the-air software update to the affected vehicles, free of charge, in June. Rich Thomason reporting.
Relatives of passengers who died in two Boeing MAX crashes are pushing federal officials to prosecute the company, but they're not getting any promises from the Justice Department. The families made their case in a meeting Friday in Washington. The Justice Department has not announced what sanctions Boeing might face. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.